Here's a thought I'll title, The Least Camera Needed. I've mentioned elsewhere that my inclination during the first decades of my photographic life was to get the most complex camera I could so that it could do everything. Well, Ted Orland opened my eyes about gear. He advocated that we should choose the camera that's fit for the job, but the one that is just capable of doing the job, and not more. His theory being that the more complex the camera, the more it intruded into the process, so that we spend more time thinking about cameras than we do thinking about the photograph that we're about to make. Well, I'd propose to take that same logic and apply it to all kinds of aspects of what we do. In other words, KISS, as they say, keep it simple, stupid. That could probably be said for processing in Lightroom, too. Some of the best photographers I know do the least amount of processing in Photoshop that you could ever imagine. Also, some of the best photographers I know are the ones who tend to photograph within, say, 50 or maybe 100 miles of where they live. They don't travel all over the planet to the most exotic locations. They try to keep it simple. And I think there's a philosophical basis for this that just makes so much sense. And that has to do with connection. We're trying to make the most powerful, communicative, emotive connection we can with the world. And the more we are diverted from that task by complex equipment or piles of gear, the more that connection gets diluted and takes us farther away from the objective. I tend to think of this as sort of the Ernest Hemingway approach to photography. He wrote short sentences with simple, basic words. He didn't try to impress people with his vocabulary or his poetry. He told the story and let the story impact us as powerfully as it possibly could. I think there's a parallel to a certain approach to photography. Fortunately, photography is as varied as you can imagine, and if you want to go into the fleur-de-lis of photography and do complex things in exotic locations, there's every reason that you should and can do that. But I guess what I'm advocating is the idea that we shouldn't feel compelled to use the best equipment that money can buy, or compelled to go to the most exotic locations we can travel to. That there is logic in the approach of KISS, and that the idea that we buy equipment because someday we might need that feature that it has seems to me to be a distraction. Instead of buying a camera that might do something that I might want to do someday in the future, doesn't it make more sense to find the camera that will do easily and with fluidity exactly what you want to produce today with the least amount of fuss, and you can apply that to lenses and to processing and to lighting and to travel and to every aspect. There's a minimalism to process, just like there is a minimalism to the aesthetics in artwork that we make. As Cartier-Bresson used to say so often, F8 and be there. That's way more important than really complex and sophisticated equipment that can befuddle us, get in the way, command our attention and our pocketbook. Because what really counts is when someone looks at your photograph is the content of the photograph, not the equipment you use to produce it. And probably for the umpty bazillionth time you'll hear that no one will know when they look at your photographs what equipment you used, and they won't care. What they'll care about is the connection you made with your subject, thereby enhancing the connection they make with your print.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.